It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. Woo! It's going to be hot this weekend. So,
yeah.
You know, try to enjoy it by staying indoors and drinking lots of water.
Our house is wide open right now, so the air flow gets in and then it'll get shut down.
Right. It was harder last time because it was smoky. So
yeah,
at least
exactly,
you know, in most places this time it's not quite as horrible out.
You know, I'd also read that we may have smoke coming back into the Bay Area this weekend, but I don't see any sign of it at the moment. So
yeah, not
I'm not going to try and, you know, ring that bell.
Right. Just open up your windows, cool the house down as much as you can before your air conditioner has to try and keep up with it.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Here's the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Canventa Life Sciences. Donate blood with Canventa Life Sciences and earn up to $450 for your blood donation. Schedule your appointment today. That's CANVENTA.com. Canventa Life Sciences, canventa.com. Thank you.
To pay for your blood.
Right. All right. So you mentioned this once before, but I absolutely believe it's worth repeating. The front page of today's USA Today is a coffin with an American flag on it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history today when she became the first woman and Jewish person to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. 34 men have received the honor. RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is the first woman. And I believe she deserves that. And if you don't know enough about her to understand why, look her up. Read about her. One of the first stories they say here. Underneath that is women couldn't have a bank account without a man in 1973.
Unreal.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg fixed that. Mm-hmm. That includes getting a loan for your house as well. She really did a lot of great things and worked in a system that was not necessarily for her.
I always say it. We take things for granted that other women fought for so that we could have them. Like, imagine that. Really? I need a dude to help me get a bank account?
That's in my lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that is not ancient history at all.
Right.
It's crazy.
So
thank you to all the feminists over the years, all the women who fought for the life that we enjoy today. And the fight is not over. The women still have a long way to go, but there's been a lot of work done, and thanks for that.
Right.
Thank you, Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Lakers won, Dolphins won last night. Big Brother, I switched over because I don't really care about the Laker game, and I certainly don't care what happens in the Dolphins game. So it was easy to make the switch. If it was the Niners or the Warriors, sure. I'd be like, I'm sorry, Big Brother, but you are not good this season.
You aren't.
I mean, you're good.
You're not good.
I'll
watch it. I like it, but come on.
I'll tell you, though, now, all of a sudden, the guy that everybody's been sort of either going to throw out or bad talking, that David kid's still there. He's doing okay. And by the way, if I could mention, Danielle came up on last night's show. She got a shout out.
Oh, right. She did when Davon was doing her whole thing.
She mentioned Danielle Reyes almost won this damn thing. And I went, yeah.
Should have won that damn thing.
That is awesome.
I know. Actually, I'm so glad you reminded me that. I'd forgotten. And I should have led with that when we talked about it this morning.
It was very cool. So it was neat to see. Anyway, this weekend, the Niners will play the Giants at the same stadium that wrecked the season for three or four of our players. And so we'll see if, you know, how many of our players can make it through this. It's the same stadium, same carpet that they're going to play on that they complained to the NFL about. And the NFL said, no, it meets our standards.
You guys just need to be, you know, more sure-footed. Well, maybe the Giants will take it on. Maybe it'll be a bad thing for them this time.
I don't know.
Instead of for us.
Four guys. I mean, come on. But all right. You know, that's so the Niners play this weekend. It's a 10 o'clock game. So go Niners.
Go Niners.
All right. So there's an app. I'm sure, Sarah, you've got this. It's called 3Fun. It's for people looking for threesomes, and they look at a million of their users to figure out which zodiac signs are most open to some three-way action. Now, I've heard the signs have something to do with your sexuality. I can't say I know specifically. I've heard Scorpios are the ones.
Well, that is bad news for you and your daughter, who is a Scorpio. I mean, geez, what are you going to do there? What if she gets on this 3-app thing, huh? It's going to be bad.
Well,
news.
She needs to do her life, you know, without sharing every single part of it with Dad.
Dad does not want to know.
So let's start
about
there.
That.
I could tell you if she gets her own radio show and starts confessing things, I'm going to have to tune out.
Oh, I'm tuning into that one. I'm waiting for that kid's podcast. I can't wait to hear all the gory details.
As much as you'd think during this pandemic we'd have more time for stuff like that, it feels like we have less time for stuff like that.
I know. It is.
We've actually found ourselves unable to carve out a minute for just about anything, really.
Right.
Anyway, back to glorious three-way action.
All right, I'm ready.
Right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know, Vinny. You're the one who calls it a glorious three-way. I call
who
it a mess.
Who was your favorite
three-way
with? Who were your partners in that?
I don't have a favorite three-way. There were
They're
so
all
many.
So great.
They're all so great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That must be fun.
Every one of them was a total mistake. This shouldn't have happened.
The results were pretty consistent across the board as they, again, 3Fun is an app for threesomes. They looked at a million of their users to figure out which zodiac signs are most open to three-way action. And they say the three standouts were Capricorns, Leos,
August,
and Geminis.
June. Oh, I'm surprised Scorpio's not in there. We're so sexual.
That's the word. That's what they say.
Not at 3Fun, they don't.
Right. The zodiac sign least associated with threesomes is Sagittarius. What month is that? I don't
December,
know this
December, I think.
All right.
I think my mom's a Sagittarius.
Has your mom had a three-way?
I do not know, and I do not... Mom, do not tell me if you have. I don't want to know.
You've never asked your mom if she had a three-way.
Have you ever asked your mom?
I already know the answer.
Has Sandy had a three-way?
Listen,
how do you know the answer if you haven't asked the question?
No,
oh, really? Your mom was what, a virgin when she married your dad? Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that what she told you and you believe her?
I'm
or that's
telling...
what you choose to believe? Why don't we get Sandy on the line and find out?
Somebody get Sandy
she's
on the line.
She's a brick.
No, she's not
house.
A brick house.
Yeah,
stop saying
is.
That. And yes, she was. My dad and her dated in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
sure.
were kids
Nothing
together.
Untoward ever happened. Oh, and I'm sure they waited for marriage. I'm sure that happened.
Well, I'm not. I don't have a. I don't have a comment on whether or not they waited for marriage. But I do know that my dad may have done somebody, but I know my mom didn't.
Yeah, that's what you think. We often don't know our parents. Turns out, I asked my mom. She was like, "Nope, I was a virgin. I had got you the first time we ever did it."
So did she write you yet?
I'm not going to look. I mean, she won't. She knows. She knows better.
Oh, look at this. The bottom three on their list of people who are into three-ways are Sagittarius, Scorpio, and Libra.
I think Scorpio's against it because we know it's the end of the relationship. And we just want to keep on keeping on.
All right.
As soon as you start inviting other people in, you're just asking for trouble. This is a relationship you don't care about anymore. Hey, let's use your thing and put it in
what?
Somewhere else.
What?
And
don't
the thing
say
can go.
Yet.
I know.
You're
I'm
done.
Sorry.
Don't
bad.
Talk anymore.
Bad. Happy Friday, everyone.
Did all that get dumped?
I mean, it was half said. Was it really?
Yeah,
okay.
There's nothing terrible right. there. It's all fine. We're all okay. I don't want no trouble.
Someone posted the most ridiculous, biggest thing or world record that each state has bragging rights to. So, you know,
oh, fun. I love these.
Well, you won't because it's these things are not really feats of
the giant rubber band ball. Where's that? Is that like Michigan or something?
Texas is known for having the world's largest diaper cake. Does anybody know what this is? A diaper cake?
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have those at
baby showers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a baby shower thing where you build a fake cake made out of diapers. A group in Texas did one with 24,900 diapers in 2018.
That's awesome. Good for them. That is, wow. What
I hope those diapers got donated or something after the fact. I mean, Jesus, what a waste.
Or maybe it still exists. Maybe they put it up at the Baby Hall of Fame, like where all the awesome babies go. They have so much land there. They have things that are dedicated to, you wouldn't even believe it.
Can you just put paper mache over the top of that to make it permanent? What would make that thing, you know, I don't know. Do you spray that?
Some dusty ass diapers, right?
Colorado, the largest gathering of people wearing fake mustaches. What the hell?
Come on, Colorado. Let's step that game up a little bit.
Georgia. They have the largest whoopee cushion. It's exactly 25 feet across.
What, do people have to jump off a building?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That must make a ripping sound, though. Bryn, see if you can find the sound of the giant Georgian whoopee cushion.
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to need
my kid has a few of those, and she fancies herself funny. We're working on it.
Oh, look at that.
It's huge.
That is a huge whoopee cushion.
Yeah, you're right. That looks more like an airbag for a stuntman.
Right. Let's hear what that sounds like.
I'll be back.
Yeah, get me that. That's going to be just back, one rip-roaring good time happening over there.
I got to find the sound. Super. Thanks.
That is a giant gassy windbag right there.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island
is known for the world's largest sock.
Oh, this is
just nonsense. This is so stupid. Let's see. Alabama, the biggest bubblegum bubble ever blown, 20 inches wide. That's what Alabama's known for. Okay, I'm going to move on.
Yeah, those are.
That's just.
But
stupid.
I am excited about the whoopee cushion. I can't wait to hear that.
All right.
I know that your daughter, didn't she cry one time because you brought home a whoopee cushion? She loved it, and then you sat on it and it broke, or she sat on it.
She overfilled it, put it under my butt, and I popped it. I mean, they're not really well made.
Everything, Vinny.
They're like, you know, they're something you get at the dollar store. They're pretty junky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've worked on that. But I've been working with her on a bunch of stuff. She keeps going, that was sarcastic, right? But no one's laughing. Everyone's just going, no, you missed. Nice try. But, you know, you really need that return laughter to know you've hit your mark.
Right.
That's
otherwise
important.
It's just a mean cutting remark.
Right. Exactly. Right.
The sarcasm was lost. She's not that good at jokes though. I mean, I've experienced a few of her jokes. She's adorable and very charming and quite precocious, but the joke thing needs work.
A lot of work. No, I agree.
So I found this whoopee cushion. They're trying to deflate it, but it doesn't make the fart sound like
then it's
wants.
Not a whoopee cushion. That's
I know,
BS.
Right here.
That's
take
a fake whoopee
I'll
cushion.
I'll show it to you though, because so what it does, it just sounds like a bunch of air flapping around.
All right,
here it is.
Oh, that sounds like something else that I know
of. That does
of.
Actually sound like something else. That is not what anyone wants. Okay, that is a failure. That's a quiffy cushion is what that is right there. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the new music after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.